living in La Vida, living it up when I'm going down.
Hot. I've never seen you look like this without a reason. Another promise falling through another season. Smile away from anybody's face, and that's a desperate way to look for someone who is still a child in a big country dream. Stay with you like a lover's voice parts the mountainside. Stay alive. I thought the pain and truth were things that really matter, but you can't stay.
Sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools, preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Stop. stars, they're all so beautiful and clean. When the housemates rub the floors, they get the spaces in between. I wanna live a life like that, I wanna be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool, cause I'm the next big thing in Beverly Hills. I don't stand a chance. It's something that you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a no-class beat-down fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars play. Beverly Hills, that's where I want.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Lying naked on the floor in have seen just what was there and not some holy light. It's crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care, I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn.
Following is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Brought to you by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber, and UFS Hardware, and by Woodruff Appliance and TV. Now, all the excitement of WIAA High School Sports.
It is Friday Night Lights, and we have football today here on Trail Mix 103.1. I'm Stephen Jellin bringing you tonight's game between the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles hosting the Athens Fighting Blue Jays. We are in officially midseason, as both teams and a lot of teams in our conference have done four games into their 7 or 8 game season. And Shawamigan is at 2-2, and the Fighting Blue Jays are at 0-4. Shawamigan suffered a really tough loss last week to Flambeau. There's no way around it. They got crushed. And so they're really hoping for a bounce-back game. But these are the games that are scary. These are the ones you circle on your list, because the last thing you want to do is allow an 0-4 team to come in and punch you in the jaw and get a first win in their column. So I'm excited for a competitive game today in which the Fighting Blue Jays are hungry for their first win of the season, as well as the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles looking to get back over 500 as they enter into the latter half of the football season. Looking over injuries today, Shawamigan Screaming Eagles are looking much healthier than they were last week, as Dalton Schmidt is going to be playing. He is out of concussion protocol, is where he was last week. It's always a bummer to see them on the sidelines, but I am very thankful that we take concussions, as well as really any other injury, very serious, and very thankful for anyone who was helping out with that process. I know Corbin Phelps took a pretty big hit last week, and he was limping around for about a quarter and a half, but he's the coach says he's healthy, rearing to go. And then I was able to speak with the Athens Fighting Blue Jays coach and number 4, Gavin Fram, number 20, Kyle Schrenner, as well as number 44 Bradley Schmidt will all be out tonight. But otherwise, they have a healthy roster as well. So good to see that a lot of the star players and main starters for both squads are ready to go, and we are excited for the game that has yet to be played. We have 2 minutes and 50 seconds left on the pregame clock, and I'm just curious to see what we have here today. Both teams are currently heading out to the center of the field to do the coin flip and have captains meet each other. Swamigan Screaming Eagles have been an explosive team in all four games. In reality, even in the game where they got kind of beat like a drum last week, they still had a lot of explosive plays. They just were making mistakes, and they got dominated on the time of possession. Because right now, for the last 3 weeks, if the other team wants to run the ball, they get to run the ball. And so we'll see if they came up with a new game plan, different scheme, move guys around. I know having Dalton in the middle of the field is there. He's the centerpiece of their defense. Will be a big key for them. I'm excited to see the Athens Fighting Blue Jays get to play. I believe this will be my first time casting them, getting to see some of their practice. They have because they're doing their warm-ups right now, I get to see a lot of what they have, at least in the preliminary here. And they look a little undersized, but they're quick. They're quick. And so what that usually means is, if they can get the ball out of the pocket safely, whether through a sweep or, you know, maybe it's a B-gap run, you name it, a quick pass, if they got some shifty guys, they can make some plays. So we're excited to see what that has to go for them. Coin toss is finished up as they take their sides, and I didn't make any hand motion on who was receiving or kicking, so we will wait on that. Awesome. Once again, this is Trail Mix 103.1. Steven Jetlin bringing you the game, as well as the Civic Media app. So if you've got a smartphone, which a lot of us do, you can go and download it there. We're going to go to a quick one-minute commercial break, and when we come back, football will be starting. Don't go anywhere.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
This is 103.1 Trail Mix Radio. I'm Steven Jella bringing you to the game, and we are just closing up the national anthem. And with that, we are thankful for our veterans that raised the flag for us here on this field. And we are getting real close to game time. Once they exit the field, special teams will take their place, and we will have kickoff. Going over the schedule here, as this is week five, Athens at Shawamigan today. Next week, Shawamigan will be on their last away game as they go to Hurley on October 4th, and Phillips will be going to Athens to play against the Fighting Blue Jays here tonight. So that is next week's schedule on October 4th. Shawamigan will be at Hurley, and Phillips will be at Athens. And then after that, there's two home games for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Good. I always like finishing seasons off at home. It feels good to be in your home environment, your home field, your home crowd when it's the last night. Awesome. All righty. I'm excited for a good game today. I'm curious to what Hudson Hilgarth, that is the quarterback for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, will have today. Last week, we saw a lot. We saw a lot of spread offense. And there's two main factors to that. One was initial, and then the other one took over. The first one initially was that they were getting beat up at the line. They had this kid, number 55, I believe Isaac Brown, sophomore, the biggest sophomore I've ever seen. If they ran the ball, he just tackled whoever was there. It wasn't even close. And so I think that was a big factor. And very quickly, you would assume that would have been a halftime adjustment, but the Lambeau had just thrown up like 30-something points in the first half. So by the first quarter, the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles had shifted to a full spread offense in which they did mainly three receivers on one side, one and then one left, so for a total of four receivers. And just for a reminder, this is eight-man football. So when you're running four receivers, that's three linemen and the quarterback. So you're basically – the reason I love it, okay, if you have a quarterback that's talented at throwing, really at any level, like I'm not even saying like the uber talented. Like if you got a quarterback that's got a good arm and can aim it pretty well, I do think that you should be running some modicum of spread. Although I think I would, you know, I'm not a coach, and nor do I think I have the aptitude for. But I feel like at this level of play, having three wide receivers set, one, you know, two on one side, one on the other, with a tight end flex, right? You put that guy on the line, you can then run extra protection, or you can run him as a fourth catch option and just make the defense beat you, right? So the defense has to then make a decision. Do we run full man and then just rush three, or do we rush four and now there's an open guy, right? And I think that's I love seeing that kind of offense, and I want to see that more. I want to see that spread because they got beat, but they were making plays. They were making catches. They were making a lot of yak yards, and so yards after catch. And so I want to see that tonight. And so with this, refs are just giving the whistle. They're good to kick. Shawamigan will be kicking off, meaning they will receive at half, and Athens will start out first on offense. Here comes the kick. Boom, and we are underway for football today. Ball is picked up at the 13-yard line, makes a little juke move, runs up the sideline, and he'll be tackled around the 24-yard line. And the Athens Fighting Blue Jays, will be picking up their first offense at about the 24-25-yard line, give or take where the ref places it. Almost exactly the 25. All right, let's see what Camden Zarnke, starting quarterback for the Blue Jays. Let's see what he has. All right, tight formation. Everyone is inside, so we have six on the line. Takes nice little screen pass to number six. Waits for a patient block, goes up the field, stiff-arms a guy as he tackles. He gets tackled, but he stiff-armed him. And we have a first down to start off the offense as Austin Dean, senior, gets the ball and just rumbles forward all the way to the 36-yard line. Great read by Zarnke. He gets the pass and rolls out right, and then immediately turns and gently tosses it over for a nice screenplay. Good job of knowing where his man's going to be. All right, two wide receivers left, four linemen, running back in the back. Man in motion, ball hiked, handed off on a wide receiver sweep, and it's blown up in the backfield. Meh, either a no-yard, it's a no-yard gain. All right. We get some motion. Okay, I don't get to see motion very often. I'm excited to cast that. That was Daxton Detelm was who was in motion, and he received the wide receiver sweep and got tackled at the line. So that means second and 10 at the 36-yard line. If you're just joining us, there's 11 minutes left in the first quarter. It's still 0-0. You came in at a good time. Two wide receivers left, four linemen, running back, and shotgun with the quarterback. Number 10 in motion. The fake handoff and completely just destroyed in the backfield. It was a slow handoff. It was a fake wide receiver sweep, and then they were going to do a running back draw, and the Schwamigan just got absolute penetration into the backfield, and they should be happy they didn't fumble the ball because there was a guy tackling that runner as soon as the ball went into his gut. So that is a 2-3 yard loss, and now we're now at the 33-yard line. It's 3rd and 13. Got to make up some ground. Tight formation. We got six linemen. Running back is back there with the quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked, fake, thrown up past the number 5, and it's just thrown over him. Brock Beatty was the intended receiver, and he had his guy beat. I mean, the cornerback was on his heels, which means if the ball was placed in the right spot, that was going to be a catch. And it was just barely overthrown. That was a good pass attempt. Basically, the quarterback had to go back and make a read. So I'm liking what I'm seeing from Zarnke so far on their first offense. Getting ready to punt. Here we go. Here it comes, kick up high, good punt as it goes all the way to the 35 of the other side. There's going to be no return. And with that, Schwamigan Screaming Eagles will be taking over on their first offense as they force a three and out to start off this game. Good show by the defense who have been soft on run defense this whole season. We're able to get stop a run for no gain and stop a run for a tackle for a loss. So that is great. To the defensive coordinator, you're pumped seeing your guys wanting to fix and mend that. All right, Schwamigan. Kind of an I formation, but the quarterback is in shotgun with one receiver right. Ball hiked, handoff up the gut, puts his head down, and barrels forward for about 4 yards. It's five. Oh, he rolled over the guy. Nice effort by the running back. I believe that was Bongard. Jeffrey Bogard was the runner for a 5-yard gain, pushing it to 2nd and 5 at their own 40-yard line. All right. Five linemen. Wide receiver right. Quarterback in shotgun with the running back. Ball hiked. Hudson keeps. Makes a guy miss. Holds it up the field. Makes another guy miss. And was able to kind of just weave through a lot of hands. And was able to rumble forward for a first down. 6-yard run. All the way to their own 47-yard line. 9 minutes in the first quarter remain. The score is 0-0. Man. There was a lot of guys. The Blue Jays were in that backfield very fast, and Hudson was able to make some moves and make three guys miss. And then he just kind of navigated the hole and felt like all the Athens guys were high-fiving his chest. They just couldn't get a good grip on him. Ball hiked, hand up out the gut, fighting forward for yards, reaches forward for about a 3-yard gain on that run. Bogard as well, number eight. That was Derek Bonga on that one, running the ball for a 3-yard gain. He had initial contact right at the line of scrimmage, and he's doing a good job of just getting those extra yards. Wide receiver left this time with quarterback in shotgun with a running back directly behind him. This is Schwamigan's base package that they usually run. Ball's high, cuts and keeps it immediately, runs up the gut, and then is kind of his running back who was trying to get around him to go become his lead blocker kind of hit his right shoulder and it threw off his running lane. So they got a minor gain, but now it's third and six at the on the Blue Jays' 49-yard line. 7 minutes and 35 seconds remain in the first quarter. Score, there is no score. It's scoreless right now. And we're looking. Right now it's the first offense for the Screaming Eagles. Base package, wide receiver right, quarterback in shotgun with the running back behind him, running back in motion, ball hiked, Hudson keeps on the sweep, makes the guy miss, now he's just following his blockers, makes another one, juke, up the field, he breaks it free, and now he's just going down the sideline, no one's going to catch him, oh, someone does, Hudson, he put the brake on when he needed to put the jets on, Hudson had the angle to beat him, and he looked back and saw the Blue Jays kind of catching up. No, you just got to barrel forward and make him catch you. He tried to get tricky to stiff arm him from behind, and that's never going to work. So instead of being a touchdown, turns out it's going to be stopped at the 3-yard line. Either way, incredible run by Hudson Hilgard. Right now, so what I'm seeing that's just been downright excellent, even in this first drive, whether it's Derek Bonga or Hudson Hilgard, it's that the Blue Jays are getting penetration to the backfield, but they're doing a great job of positioning their bodies for extra yardage, okay? Bonga gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He's able to lean forward and roll over his tackler for a 3-yard gain. Hudson has to dodge two guys who came flying in the backfield. He's able to cut it up, follow his blockers, and just keep moving his legs and hips to keep from getting a clean tackle. And he was able to just absolutely drive that. So that was officially a 40. What would that be? A 45-yard gain. All right. First and goal. Wide receiver left. Ball handoff right up the gut. He follows blockers, and that is a Schwamigan Screaming Eagles touchdown. Just like you write it up. You hand it off and run it up the gut, and the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles are happy to have this guy's name back, Dalton Schmidt, for the first touchdown in this game. The score is now 6-0 as they handed the ball right up the gut, and now they're getting ready to go for two. Screaming Eagles break. I assume they're going to stay in a tight formation. I wouldn't be surprised if they just ran the same play again. Quarterback is in shotgun with Dalton Schmidt right behind him, wide receiver left. Ball hike, Hudson keeps, follow his blockers. Can he get over the line? He gets tackled. It looks like he's short just barely, and the Blue Jays stiffen up to stop the two-point conversion, and the score will remain at 6-0. There we go. What a good stop by the Blue Jays, who were able to, I mean, that was close. I mean, I can see the angle. That was I agree with the refs 100%. He was short, but it was close. So good defense there on the back end. And with that, the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles come out to a quick lead at 6-0. And the Blue Jays will have their second attempt at offense here tonight. All right. Look at that. Let's turn on some crowd noise, huh? How about that? Have my other mic off the whole time. Let's hear some cheers. It's a home game. All right. Kicker getting set. Refs just waiting to give the whistle here. There it is. Here we go. And there's the boot. Good kick, end over end, and received at the 25-yard line. On the run, he goes up, tries to cut past the guy, couldn't do it. But either way, it's going to be great field position for the Blue Jays on their second offense. The ball will be officially placed at the 36-yard line of the Blue Jays. Good return. He caught that running forward, so he was able to kind of explode forward with good momentum. 7 minutes and 1 second in the first quarter remains. Schwamigan is in the lead, 6-0. Tight formation here. Everyone is on the line with the tight end a little bit further back. Quarterback in shotgun with his running back. Ball hiked. The handoff up the gut and is immediately run into a wall of green, and that's going to go for no gain. Second and 10 at the 36 will be the same.
No gain on the play.
All right, Blue Jays.
Second and 10.
It looks like their base package is going to be that tight formation, and so far they've shown a fake handoff to three separate players, so it looks like they're trying to rely on keeping the defense honest on who has the ball. Same formation, tight everything, quarterback and shotgun, ball hiked, handoff behind after a fake handoff to the running back, and that wide receiver sweep goes for negative yards, and it looks like maybe a negative 5 on that. It is. That'll be 3rd and 15 now at the 31-yard line. 6 minutes left in this first quarter. Swamigan leads 6-0.
Tackled by a bunch of Eagles.
Got to get a lot of yards here. Now's the time to spread it out. I mean, I've only seen two passes from Zarnke, and he had good touch on that screen pass, and he overthrew his receiver just a tad on that one. So let's see some arm here. I want to see it. Blue Jays hikes. He's looking to pass. Throws it to an open guy who gets the ball. It's one-on-one. He can't beat the defender. Good effort by number 15 for the Schwamming Screaming Eagles. Corbin Phelps is able to battle his assignment out of bounds. It's going to go for about a 6-yard pass gain, which pushes it to 4th and 9, back on the 38-yard line. Now, do they punt again? They had 6-0 in the first quarter. Yes, they're going to punt. I think you do. If Schwamigan scores again quickly, you may have to switch to 4-down ball, but we'll see here. All right. Punt package. Ball's hiked. There's a kick. Almost blocked. Good punt. That went far. All right, to about the 26-yard line for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. It wasn't received or returned. The Blue Jays came and downed it at the 26. Good field position reset. I mean, the 26-yard line is not bad field position by any means, but when you need to kind of reset it, I think you take that every time. So the score is 6-0 Swamigan Screaming Eagles. Swamigan's now going to start their second offense with 5 minutes and 21 seconds here in the first quarter. All right. Wide receiver left with 5 linemen now. Quarterback in shotgun with his running back directly behind him. Ball hiked. Fake handoff. It's the Corbin Phelps who reversed his own reverse. That's why I got faked out there. And it might be a first down. Let's see if he comes it short. Corbin Phelps put a little razzle-dazzle there. It was meant to be a fake handoff up the gut to a reverse wide receiver sweep, and when Corbin got the ball, there was a defender right in front of him, so he stopped on a dime and then went back the way he came and got 9.5 yards. So it's 2nd and less than 1 at the 36-yard line. Wide receiver left, quarterback in shotgun. Ball hiked, handoff up the gut. Bonga's got it, puts his helmet down. Big football. They're trying to strip it. They can't. Two hands on the ball. That's what you love to see. And that's a first down for the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. I like everything I saw on that play. From both sides, mind you. I know you gave up the first down if you're the Blue Jays, but the Blue Jays came in. They just start trying to punch that ball out, and that's good. I don't know if they wrecked, because Bonga, actually, when he got the ball, he was fiddling with it a little bit before he got it secure. So, hey, if you can try to force a fumble, start punching. So, good first down. Able to get the helmet down, push it, pile forward. The ball's now at the 43-yard line. It's 1st and 10. Wide receiver left, ball hike. Hand off to Corbin Phelps on a sweep. He goes around, makes the guy miss. Then he's able to push forward. We have a couple flags on the play. And when you see it thrown that late, holding. Almost guarantee it. Maybe a legal block in the back. We'll see. just wait. The refs are going to pick up their flag. They just gave the holding. Holding on offense. One of the linemen, you know. I've watched enough football, but it's almost like sometimes you don't even need to see the penalty. It's like when the flag is thrown tells you what penalty it was. So that's going to be moving the ball back 10 yards to 1st and 20 now. The ball will be placed at the 32-yard line with 4 minutes and 36 seconds left in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, Screaming Eagles are up 6-0, and they're looking to drive to try to get those points a little bit higher. All right, wide receiver right, 5 linemen, quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked, handoff up the – oh, we have a fumble. Hudson Hilvigard keeps it, shakes off a guy, shakes off another, goes around the corner, has to beat another one. He does, and then he's able to rush forward for a really big gain of about 13, 14 yards on what was a completely broken play. I don't know if that was a fake handoff or a real one. The ball hit the dirt. And so Hudson did a great job of picking the ball up and getting away from the two defenders that were there to try to get that sack. Man, if you're the Blue Jays, you've been in the backfield often. You just got to finish that tackle. And for the Screaming Eagles, Hudson is just looking like a magician right now. So now we're looking at 2nd and 6 instead of 1st and 20 off a run that came from the ball hitting the dirt first. So there you go. Wide receiver left, 5 linemen, quarterback and shotgun with the running back directly behind him. Ball is hiked. It's a clear pass play. Hudson whizzes it over to an open receiver. Corbett Phelps is going down the line. It's way past the first down. 30-yard line, 20-yard line. And he goes out of bounds at the 10. He was just barely knocked over by the Blue Jays. That was awesome. Corbin Phelps points forward at his fellow receiver, telling him who to block. It's so great, great communication on the fly. I believe it was Dalton Smith who picked up the block. He had 2 guys to block, and Corbin was like, that guy. And he went for him, took him out, got about 30 more yards off of that singular block. And now we went pretty far, pretty darn far there to the other side of the field. We're now at the 10-yard line. 1st and 10. 1st and goal, excuse me, at the 10. All right, 3 minutes and 42 seconds in the first quarter. Swamigan 6-0 right now, trying to push it higher. Wide receiver left, quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked, fake handoff. Hudson keeps it going right. There's a flag thrown. He beats a guy, and he gets to about the 1-yard line, but there was a flag thrown. So they didn't stop the play, so was it offsides or encroachment? Or did they just not blow the whistle for a false start? We'll see. They didn't blow the whistle for a false start. Okay. So false start, so it's going to remain 1st and goal, but it's going to be moved back to the 15-yard line.
Flag was on the Screaming Eagles.
That was a good play. That went down to the 1-yard line, and now you went back 5 yards.
1st and goal.
3 minutes and 36 seconds in the first quarter here. Screaming Eagles up 6-0. 1st and goal at the 15-yard line after the false start penalty. Same formation with that wide receiver left and the 5 linemen running back directly behind the quarterback and shotgun. I got to come up with a name for this formation. Ball hiked, fake handoff. Oh, it's a Corbett Phelps reverse. Beats the guy who's trying to tackle, gets around the edge, gets back all the yards they lost on the penalty, and is tackled back at about the 10, almost exactly at the 10-yard line. So it'll be now 2nd and goal back at the 10. Good to get the yards back. But once again, the Blue Jays, when they handed that ball off to Corbin on the fake reverse, or like the fake handoff into the reverse, he had a defender on his hips actively trying to tackle him. He just couldn't complete the tackle. So this is telling me the Blue Jays are in position to make plays. They're just not finishing. All right. Wide receiver is going right this time, number 44. Luis Martel. Ball hiked. Hand off on the reverse here. Just got to beat one guy, cuts it in. Dalton is going to be able to walk in. And with that, we have another touchdown by the Shawabigan Screaming Eagles, Dalton Schmidt. 2 touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns today. As that score has now been pushed to 12-0 here in the first quarter. There's 2 minutes and 40 seconds remaining, and the Screaming Eagles are now getting ready for their 2-point conversion. Last 2-point conversion. The Blue Jays were able to steal up and stop it right at the goal line. Let's see if they can have a repeat performance here. All right. Derek Bonga behind the quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked. Hudson's going to keep and follow Derek. Follow the pile. Gets all the way to the pylon, and it is good. The score is now 14-0 with 2 minutes and 40 seconds here in the first quarter. Screaming Eagles coming out to a commanding lead here in the first quarter. Looking good. Dalton Schmidt has been clutch in the goal line. And tonight, Corbin Phelps has been the one that's been extending the field with his plays. He had that one catch. That was for a monster game. Here's the thing about Corbin Phelps that I've noticed, even the Flambeau game, right? They were running this crossing route with him. And, you know what? If I see it's a clear pass play, I'm going to stop watching Hudson. I'm going to find Corbin Phelps because I think, because he's wide open, okay? Like, he makes that cut. It's either on the in route or a slant, whatever it is, and there's nobody. So when he catches the ball, he turns it up the field. And even if he's caught, he's already, like, at the point where he's turning up the field. He's already ran, like, 8 to 12 yards of yak yards if he's hit with immediate contact. So, I mean, I got to see, he has to have some crisp route running to be that open. So I'm going to try to figure that one out. All right. So we have a different kicker now. Number 55 is out here, Norson Rodriguez, who is the kicker last week, comes in. Big kick, end over end. Caught it. Now he's running up the field at the 30. Goes around the edge, makes a guy miss. Now he's at the 40, stays on the liaison. Now, oh, he barely stepped out. Oh, that was such a good. If he stayed in just barely, he would have been on the other side of the field. Either way, 39-yard line. The Blue Jays special teams is doing great today, getting good field position, both from the punters. They've been resetting the field with the punting as well as the kick return. So, did I say 39? I meant 44. He was even better than my first initial assessment. All right, first and 10 at the 44-yard line, their own. 2 minutes and 33 seconds. Scores 14-0. Screaming Eagles in the lead. Tight package here. Everyone all bunched up. Quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked. Fake handoff. Reverse. Quarterback keeps it. He's running up the field with about a 5-yard gain. Nice fake by Zarnke. I thought he was doing that fake reverse, and he ended up keeping it on the option. Nice 5-yard gain to open up here on their third offense. The ball is almost at the 50-yard line. It's barely on their side. It's second and 5 with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Blue Jays remain scoreless, and Screaming Eagles at 14. All right, everyone is almost. Oh, it's a bunch formation on receivers, but in the tight end formation on the left side. Ball is hiked. He's keeping it, and that's a big sack. Is that Dalton Schmidt? Yes, it is. Zarnke got that, and it looked, I mean, that play ended fast. It looked like it was going to try to be a potential screen, but when you're doing the screen play, you want to let guys by, but you want to do that after you make some contact, and it just looked like Dalton was just free. So whether the Screaming Eagles blitzed it or he realized what was happening, great defensive play by Dalton. That was a 5-yard loss on the sack. It's now 3rd and 10 back at the 44-yard line. All right. Quarterback and shotgun. No receivers. Ball hiked. Looking. Another screenplay. Gets it to his guy. Man, great tackle by number 44 right at the line of scrimmage. And that play is going to be made by Lewis Martel. It is now 4th and 12. That screen, he threw that up, and there was so much green that he threw the ball over. And when the receiver caught the ball, if Martel did not make that tackle, whoo, boy, that would have been a gainer. So, Screaming Eagles, good tackling tonight on the 1-1 matchups. Big. But the Blue Jays will be lining up to punt for the third time here in the first quarter. Another big kick. Be received at the 30-yard line. Runs past his guy. He's carrying it up. Corbin Phelps finds the gap. That's going to be a punt return. Sayonara, Corbin. That's a touchdown. 10-5, and there we go. He took his gap. He ran it. I see a yellow flag on the field. Oh, it's going to be a legal block in the back. I could feel it in my bones. Oh, it was the flag's all the way back by where Corbin caught it. Oh, you hate to see it. Well, let's wait for the ref's call. Once I said, you kind of know what the penalty is by where it was thrown. Everyone's walking back. Oh, you can hear the crowd, all the ahs, myself included. Man. Well, here's the thing. Oh, if you only didn't do the penalty, you would have got the kick return. Part of the reason why he got the kick return was because of the penalty. That first tackler that came in, the first gunner, had the angle, and I was surprised he missed the tackle. Well, now we know why, because he was pushed in the back. So, can't do that. Can't do that. If you're the special teams coach for Swamigan, you come up to the guy that pushed in the back, you just say, hey, if you see his numbers on the back, don't touch him. It's about the only thing you need to worry about. So, cooling down. Swamigan Screaming Eagles can be taken over on the 24-yard line. Could reset a field position once again by the Blue Jays. There's 13 seconds left in this first quarter, so I imagine this will be the last play before we go to the end of the first quarter. Okay. Screaming Eagles are confused about the formation right now. There we go. They're going to go with five linemen. Wide receiver right, quarterback shotgun. Ball hike, handoff to Bonga, right up the gut. Just barreling over guys for just like a 7-yard gain. Big gain. 3, 2, 1. And with that, we are end of the first quarter. Screaming Eagles, when we come back, it's going to be 2nd and 3 on their 33-yard line. They're in the lead. 14-0 over the Athens Fighting Blue Jays. We're going to be, this is Trail Mix 103.1. We're going to be going to a 1-minute commercial break, and when you come back, second quarter will be on its way. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back to Friday Night Football. The Swamigan Screaming Eagles are hosting the Athens Fighting Blue Jays. Screaming Eagles are in the lead, 14-0, here in the second quarter, which has started. Hudson hikes it, keeps the ball in a draw, runs up the field, makes a guy miss. Now he's got the lane. We have a flag thrown, makes everyone miss, and now he's running for the touchdown. And